Blog Talk Radio.
Back. It's 2011, and this is the first edition of Phoning It In for the new year, and we have a special Georgia Wrestling Awards edition tonight. We'll be going through all the award winners for 2010, and our special guest tonight will be NWA Anarchy star and trainer Slim J, and we hope to also have a couple of the award winners on the line if everything works out as planned. Our co-host this evening, as always, Mr. Murder One.
What's poppin'? What's going on? Man, I tell you what, this is the second time I've been on a live on the internet today. I want to give a shout out to the official 7X. That's the Twitter guy that got at me, and I did an interview for them cats today. So, Larry, how does it feel to know that you've been jerking me around for about 2 days?
What are you talking about?
Do you know what I'm talking about? You're gonna send me the damn result and put a question mark by the tag team.
It's gonna all come out tonight. You know, it's just the element of surprise.
Boo hoo. So where's
Trent? I think he's here, but sick as a dog. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I am here, and I can barely talk. And I've noticed the last 2 days that I can't talk that nobody seems to mind, but I got healthy enough to talk to Murder One. How you doing, Murder One? Happy New Year, sir. I hope you win. That's how sick I am. That's how sick I am. I hope you win.
You're delusional, huh?
I'm delusional. I'm completely out of it. I don't know what to say and do. But I'm happy to be here. Go on, Larry. Go on, Larry.
Okay, well, it appears we already have a caller on the line here.
Good.
Area code 818.
Yes,
you're on Phoning It In.
1-2-3. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello.
Who's this?
I would hope you would respect my decision, Larry and Murder and Trent, to stay anonymous here because I've got some big news.
This is the
little boy. <laughs> <laughs>
It's the robot lady's son. This is the official, I got a feeling this is the official debut of our mystery WikiLeaks wrestling guy.
I think you may be right.
This has got to be the helium
salesman.
Listen,
there's been a lot of talk about wrestling coming to Phoenix City, Columbus, Georgia, and the recent closure of GCW, but it's actually a merger because I, as a representative of DCW, would like to welcome Miss Diane into our fold and let you know that the person Diane's in bed with isn't an author. It's a booker right here in our office. James Powers and Diane Hughes together for the first time here at DCW. It's going to be a big powerhouse promotion, and we're excited about the merger and the changes that are going to be taking place.
You mean to say that it is shocking for those who are unaware. Diane Hughes has made the decision to shut down Great Championship Wrestling after a 7 or 8 year run, citing that she has a new man in her life. But you're saying this Madison Blackwell is not actually the new man in her life.
Well, there's a reason you can't find him in a Google search if he's such a big author. The real story is that she's in bed with James Powers, the owner of DCW, and not only the good Larry tonight and crew, but the bad also. That's just in. After a lengthy search, authorities now can confirm that the booker of DCW, KZ, Robbie, if you will, from down the Brunswick area, was just released from prison because years ago when President Bush was coming to Brunswick, he threatened to kill the guy.
What is going on?
I love the WikiLeaks guy.
So there's a little bit of scoopage. I think we've out-scooped Trent Van Dries and Larry Goodman for the first time. But, yeah, that's all coming out of the office. It's going to be big news for the Columbus Phoenix City fans. We hope that they will all be in attendance for the merger, the first ever showing of DCW / GCW. Diane Hughes Kimbrough in bed with James Powers. That's not a bad thing.
Got any more information for us?
How much more would you want?
We'll follow the stories and keep them coming next week.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, but
looking forward to the results later, where GCW / DCW remains promotion of the year.
Well, we won't be holding our breath for that one, but look forward to more of these interesting revelations next week, Mr. WikiLeaks, or whatever. What? You're going to remain not anonymous, obviously.
You heard it here on Blog Talk Radio, so it's got to be the truth. Just call me the truth.
We'll call him Deep Throat.
Yeah.
I want to call him Elvin the Chipmunk or something, you know?
Yeah, we got our own little Watergate thing, everything going on here. We're going to get shut down now, buddy.
Hey, Larry and Murder, who is this Powers guy that WikiLeaks is talking about? Smart me up on this. Who is that?
He's one of the stars of DCW in Columbus at the Taekwondo Studio in Columbus. He's one of their top stars.
And WikiLeaks says that him and Diane are knocking boots. Is that what he was trying to say?
That's what I wanted to know. Wiki, you still on the phone? Deep Throat, you still on the phone?
Deep Throat has left us. He's not in the building.
If you're listening, Deep Throat, call back. I got to ask you a question. We want to know something.
Now, Larry, the way I understood it, Larry, is that Hughes was getting out of the business totally, right? That's what I read on your thing. She was done.
Totally,
right?
Out of the business. She, I did speak to her directly, and she said she confirmed that she's leaving the wrestling business completely. She'll continue to operate the skate rink, but is moving on into a new direction in her life. That no longer includes pro wrestling.
So why is this Wiki guy, why is Deep Throat announcing that she's in the bed and stuff with James Powers?
I think it's a troublemaker.
At this present moment, we'll say in the bed, meaning business-wise, to eliminate any kind of lawsuits or anything like that. Business-wise, she is holding hands. Business-wise, in with James, with DCW. So what's the deal?
Well,
is there another?
Yeah,
it seems like every week we have a Scooby-Doo mystery.
Every week.
I don't know if I could trust Deep Throat, man, because if you heard it straight from her mouth that she wasn't going to be involved in wrestling.
Yeah. After all, who's more honest than Diana Hughes?
Who gives a fuck? So what else is going on, guys? Did you guys get everything you wanted for Christmas?
I did pretty good. I actually got a new vehicle today, so. How about you guys? What'd you get, Murder?
Man, I got some video games. I got some cool stuff, you know. My kids hit me up.
Hey, Larry, since it's a season for scoops, I've got a scoop. More of a rumor. I have a rumor, okay, Larry?
Okay. Shoot it.
Have you heard of the possibility that Saw is out of Columbia, Tennessee?
I have heard this possibility, yes.
What have you heard?
Okay, well, yeah, that was great. I get a scoop and I get interrupted. This is great. Go ahead, answer the phone, Larry.
No, never mind. Go ahead. My mistake.
Sure. As soon as I start talking about Saw, you find a way to interrupt me and throw me off my game, don't you, Goodman? I see what kind of deal this is. Listen.
It's the confusion of this new dial-out feature they added to the switchboard here. I apologize.
Larry, you think that asphalt is a rectal problem, okay? Let's stay over there. Let's talk about Saw in Columbia, Tennessee. What's going on there as far as you know?
What's going on there is that they had a three-month sponsorship with RTW, and RTW decided not to renew the sponsorship. So the 3 months ended at the end of December. RTW decided it was not working out for them business-wise, and therefore their sponsorship of Saw shows in Columbia and Pulaski has ended. The January 15th taping in Columbia that was scheduled for Columbia may still take place, but any further or other associations between RTW and Saw are over.
What can you tell me about Saw's relationship with George Gulas?
Not much.
Yeah?
Not much.
Scooby-Doo is thumping his tail. Listen,
we might have to hire some more help.
Let me ask you this, Larry Goodman. What is the date of George Gulas' legend show?
That would be January 15th.
And what is the date of Saw's next legend TV taping in Columbia?
One and the same, January 15th. What a coincidence!
And how can George Gulas be on TV plugging the 15th on Saw TV when they're plugging the TV taping the same night? If I was Scooby Doo, if I was Shaggy, if I was Velma, I would say right there could be part of the issue. Just taking a wild stab.
Very well, could be.
And do you have any further details on Saw in Ripley, Tennessee?
They're looking for a building to replace the EWE arena. That still holds. That deal is done as also, and they're looking for another place to run.
Okay. Well, I just thought that was all interesting. So anyway, I'm scooped out for the moment. But you never know. I might get more here coming down the press. Go ahead, Larry.
But yeah, I mean, any way you cut it, Saw it has gone from 3 towns a week to 0 towns a week at this point in time.
But you called a territory at one point.
Yeah, I did.
I like how he's sneak-dissing, man. I love it. Sick Trent is good. I like Sick Trent.
The thing about it is, I mean, there's two different ways of looking at it. I think it's both good and bad because Saw had a deal where none of those shows were really their shows. They were presenting matches on somebody else's show. You know, it almost reminds me, you remember back when TNA started doing house shows, but they would run with, somebody else would promote them. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a similar deal to me. So.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens there.
Okay,
never know.
Larry. Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Just announce the fucking tag team of the fucking thing, please.
Wait a minute, the tag team of the year, you got to start out. Go ahead, Larry. Murder, you got to wait your turn, Murder.
We have an order of announcement that we received from Rich Tate that we're going to have to follow the order of announcement.
From
Rich
Tate, yes.
We'll get to it
I don't even think there's a real Rich Tate anymore. How come I've never seen this guy? Rich Tate kind of shows that he's made up. I think Larry Goodman's Rich Tate.
I can assure you that Rich lives and breathes and instructed me to do as we're doing here tonight. So we'll be moving on ahead. And actually, we do have the recipient of our first award on the line. We might as well get started with that. The winner of the Georgia Wrestling Award for Manager of the Year for 2010, that's the Jack Crawford Gary Hart Award, goes to Mr. Jeff G. Bailey.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not surprised because Bailey's won like every manager thing since I've been wrestling. So why don't they just rename the award to Bailey? He owns
not
that.
A bad idea. He's now won it 7 out of 8 years.
Hey, Larry, do you still have that applause gimmick? Could you give each winner like a little round of applause?
I think that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, Jeff G. Bailey.
Give Jeff D. Bailey, my former manager, a round of applause.
Yeah, you have it. I think he deserves booze, but yeah, that'll work. Go ahead.
Are you there, Jeff?
Hello, Larry. Do I have to talk like a queer to be on the show?
What's good, Bailey?
Going on. I agree with you. They should rename the award after me. That sounds like
a plan. And whoever wins it, if there is another winner, the trophy should be like a shoe or something.
Yeah, I wish there was a trophy. You know, it'd be nice to have like a bunch of plaques for all these alleged awards as opposed to nothing. But the respect of my peers, which is worth nothing, but worth so much.
It's kind of interesting they mentioned Gary Hart because you actually always kind of reminded me of Gary Hart in a way.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Gary Hart was a great manager.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always an honor to win one of these things because, you know, basically since I started watching wrestling all those many years ago, Georgia has always been, you know, a hot spot for pro wrestling. And even in 2010, we still have some of the best wrestling in the country in Georgia. So it's still an honor to be part of that, even though, you know, most wrestling sucks. So I'm pretty lucky to work in Georgia where there is so much great talent as opposed to, say, you know, if I lived in some shithole like Montana or something. Or Wisconsin.
Hey, now.
Whoa.
Hey, somebody finally is going to out-cuss me on this bitch, I swear. Bailey's got it hands down.
No, I'm trying not to cuss. I figured you'd be cussing Trent, you know. He's a big Packers fan, and I heard him saying that they were going to whip the Eagles' ass, no doubt.
See, Trent won't say no bullshit like that to me, Jeff, because, you know what I'm saying?
If you go back to the opening day and see who won, I pretty much think that says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was back in the day, though. But, you know, Bailey, how does it feel to be the only manager in Georgia?
Oh, well, I mean, that's certainly not true because Dan Wilson, the Reverend, is a great manager, so don't sleep on him.
My bad, Rev. My bad. I forgot. There's two managers. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Larry. Hey. Who did Bailey beat out to win this award? Because, I wasn't sent a ballot. I just wanted that up front. You know, I was not even sent a ballot.
Well, the ballot.
Yeah, because you're an expert on Georgia wrestling.
Yeah. You could. It was all right in.
You didn't get one, Trent?
I did not get it. No, that's what I'm saying. I was not. No. I was not considered important enough to be a voter.
Well, so when I don't win tag team of the thing, you won't get. I won't yell at you then because you didn't even vote.
No, it's not my fault. It's not my fault.
What makes you think you're not going to win tag team of the year?
I know we are the only tag team in the damn country in the state besides the New Wave, aren't we?
And talent money who no longer exist.
Yeah, speaking of talent, he was talking mad shit today. He said that he might even come out of retirement. If me and AJ did win, and he wants to have a match to see who's the best. So we might have to make that happen. I mean, yeah, me and AJ happened to pull this out. I will like to slap Talon in the face with the white glove and challenge him to a duel.
That would be outstanding. So what's some more of these awards so I can comment on some of them before the orange starts?
The Charlie Harmon Charlie Smith Award for Best Referee goes to Jeff McGowan.
An excellent referee, but I didn't see him once this entire year, so I can't really comment on that. But he is an excellent referee.
I saw him twice.
Wow.
Anybody else?
Any other spottings?
He was in Rampage. He worked for DeMott's promotion. He works, of course, for the infamous Ronnie Gossett.
Oh.
But I guess he wasn't around as much as he's been in previous years, I have to say.
I didn't see him all year, which is rare. But he probably is one of the best referees in the state. I'll put in a kind word for Ken Wallace and Dee Byers, two other excellent referees.
And I would agree. They would have been my honorable mentions, those two guys. And also Dustin Robinson at RPW.
I voted for Andrew Thomas.
The award should be named after Andrew Thomas.
It should be the sex machine. That's what I'll call it.
Now, if I would have had a vote, it would have been for Jimmy Rivers. I'm just saying, though.
Oh, I wish. Whatever happened to him?
Yeah.
I never saw him again. After he told Vince he'd get color for him.
Yeah.
Murray, you were there for that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I mean, I talked to, like, one of his relatives on Facebook, and she said he's, like, out in, I want to say Montana, for real.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
What a disaster.
I do want to say it was some spot like, you know, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota.
One of those
Dakota,
places you'd rather slit your throat than live.
Yeah, you know, the ones that shit don't even go down in, you know what I'm saying?
No, he's just going to slit his forehead once in a while, you know. So.
With a pacemaker.
Okay.
Well, congrats to Jeff McGowan.
Congrats to Jeff, yes, yes. Next up, the Gordon Solie Ed Carpel Award for Best Announcer goes to Greg Hunter for the third consecutive year.
Absolutely. Nobody better than Greg.
Congratulations, Greg.
Yeah, he's great. I love that guy's announcer.
He's great. Maybe Bill will give him a run for his money next year. Or not.
Quite possibly.
I think old Bill tips his hand now and again and lets his true feelings show.
You should.
The Paul Jones Bill Barons Award for Best Promotion goes to Rampage Pro Wrestling.
Absolutely. They earned it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good year for Rampage.
Yeah, it's been a very good year for Rampage. As the Rampage official spokesman, I would like to accept this award on behalf of the Dark City Polar Bear, Dr. Johnny Gayton, and throw a handful of crap in Trent's face right now.
Hey, I congratulations. I like Rampage as a promotion. I just don't like being in the ring. That's my only beef.
Okay, what's the next one?
Next one, the Ole Anderson Leo Garibaldi Award for Best Booker goes to Jimmy Rave at Rampage Pro Wrestling.
Oh, man.
Outstanding. It's a wonderful thing for Georgia Wrestling to have Jimmy Rave back on a full-time basis.
Yes,
that's always
is.
A good thing.
I would like to personally congratulate Jimmy for being the booker of the Doc Gayton-owned Rampage Pro Wrestling. Take that, Trent. That's two for the Doc.
Yeah, and
the other thing about
Jimmy, of course, this he didn't come in under exactly ideal circumstances either. I mean, that was after Gayton had pulled the plug and then decided to plug it back in and made Rave the booker at that point. So it's kind of a tough deal for him.
Yeah, it's kind of like a complete restart, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
That is impressive, even more so.
Next up, the Fred Ward Jim Barnett Award for Best Promoter goes to Dr. Johnny Gayton.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, I can take a lot. I can take. If he was best wrestler, I'm hanging up. Okay?
Yeah, I hope he gets it. He got it. He's about to get best promoter, best whatever else is left.
How can you get best promoter when he's running his own building?
He did bring
Brian Danielson
that drew
here
a
this year.
A pop. Probably should have been under consideration. I mean, who's done that? Who was that guy? And where did he go?
Who was it?
The guy that ran the perks where they were drawing 1,000 people a show.
Yeah.
Byron
Slaughter.
Byron Slaughter was the.
It's okay though. He went out of business in 2010. Yeah. He gets the RIP award.
Even Ron Gossett drew some big crowds.
What?
Yeah, he did. I don't know what I would say. I'd vote for him. I'm just saying he drew some. You know what encompasses best promoter exactly?
Running the best show. In this day and age, it's running the best show. And putting on the best shows because it's not like you're running a town and promoting towns like an actual promoter, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is in 2010, which is if you are the man behind putting on the best show, then you're the best promoter apparently, which, you know, that makes perfect sense in 2010.
Yes, it does.
I don't know about that. Well, go ahead.
Well, what's the alternative, you know? I mean... pick a guy who ran a crappy show? Because that's your other choice.
Well, if you want to go back to those perks, those perks weren't crappy shows. They sounded like
no, I mean, they apparently were pretty good. I mean, I think there were probably half a dozen of them, maybe more. I'm not sure. But, yeah, those were those were great houses. That's definitely something to say, wow. But, you know, longevity certainly plays into this thing. And
sure, yes.
I mean, I voted for perks even though they didn't run the whole year. They ran eight shows. The worst they ever did was around 350, and they topped 1,000 people on a couple of occasions. So, but they didn't as Jeff said, they didn't last. They didn't last.
Right.
So,
okay, well.
Next up, the Brad Armstrong AJ Styles Award for Most Improved Wrestler goes to Corey Hollis.
And it's not Sugar Dunkerton. Sorry, Carl Wilson.
Why are you laughing at the man you trained didn't win an award? You should be in his corner.
Because it makes him mad that he doesn't get it. That's why. You know me. I'm the kind of nigga that likes to rub salt in the wound. If we don't get the tag team, I expect somebody to call up here and talk shit to me, and I'll take it.
Well, let me ask you this. How much did Hollis appear in Georgia?
I don't know. Who did you vote for, Murder One? For most improved.
I don't remember. I was in the car coming back from Rampage. No, I had to go with Jimmy Rave approved Corey Hollis.
Okay.
Because he's showing out, man, and he came from, you know, he started out, you know, his game wasn't that tight, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this little motherfucker just stepped his game up, and he did something that a lot of people around here can't do, and that's got noticed off the bat by the PWI people. That's most improved. If there was a rookie thing, he would have that too.
And he did it through a lot of hard work and travel, and he's been, an RPW now for, the last few months? He was a GCW he had a run over there, and then, but that guy gets around. I mean, he travels. So.
Yeah, he does.
No complaints about Corey Hollis. I do believe, if I remember correctly, that I voted for him as well.
Well, he certainly is improved. He certainly is improved. That's
very
true.
Yeah. And approved.
And approved.
Puns.
Next one's a serious one, and this is a new thing that we're starting this year. We're going to do an annual Legends Award, and, of course, for this year, it has to go to Ted Allen.
Of course.
Of course.
Without question. So we're awarding it to him, and the award will be named after him going forward.
Awesome.
What a loss.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Rest in peace, Ted Allen.
I believe we're next up will be the Tag Team of the Year.
Oh, and that's going to go to Thunder and Lightning.
And the winner is?
Locomotive and...
The Usual Suspects.
Thank you very much.
I'm doing the Queen Wave right now. I would like to thank all the people that support the Usual Suspects that come to the shows and offer me illegal things and things of that nature. And, hey, thanks for supporting Murder One and AJ Steele. And, talent, let's do this. Fix your back
even
and let's
better,
get it on.
Our awards were the only ones that got drum rolls, so I feel even more important than I already did, if that was possible.
That's awesome.
You know,
I
would have voted... I would have voted for you guys, too. Congratulations. But I think the exotic ones might have got robbed a little bit. But, you know,
You had something to say, but it's all good.
But I think the deserving team won. I would say it's the right choice.
But, see, it's like five exotic ones, so you really can't, you know what I'm saying, judge, you know, on who's the best. You know what I'm saying?
The team
was you guys had a hell of a year. I mean, no question about it.
Yeah.
And we capped it off by going to time limit with my brother, Corey Chavis.
By the way, I did see that match you had against Dark City Fight Club, by the way, and that was really great. So,
thank you.
Yeah, when I saw the pictures together, all I could think is, I should be in that picture.
I was, man, me and Chavis was both saying we needed you, like, to at least just sit at ringside and cuss at us.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that match. I know that would have been awesome. Hopefully that'll make a return trip.
It should. And I just had an idea.
The Tim Woods Award for Best Technician for the second year in a row goes to Kyle Matthews.
No, right.
That's the round.
To Kyle.
No
congrats,
doubt.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Nobody can top your wrestling game, your technical game. I don't even have a bad thing to say about Kyle Matthews.
No, me neither.
Except he looks like a Taliban.
A little bit.
That's little about bit. It.
If he had him a turban, he'd be a...
Yeah.
Like a nice Sheik Farouk.
He would ring some alarms at the airport if he had a turban.
Some pointy-toed boots.
Yeah.
We've got a link up on the message board now to a UIW show in Franklin. And Matthews is on that show. He's wrestling a guy named Epic Grant Mitchell. I guess he came to RPW one time. But it's worth watching just in the sense of to see Matthews, such a young guy, just totally carry this guy. I mean, Matthews was just totally was outstanding in this match. And it's nothing new, but it just struck me all over again watching that match. Next up, the Tommy Rich Award for Best Performer goes to Shadow Jackson, second year in a row for him as well.
Shadow. That's like the Babyface of the Year Award or something, huh? Because
yeah.
That's awesome. That's great for Shadow. He deserves it. He nobody gets the response quite like him, you know, with the wiggle of a finger. He really is a old school, and it comes across that way, and everybody buys into it, and not just in our building, because I've seen Shadow work in a lot of other buildings, and he gets that kind of response everywhere he goes. He's a tremendous talent, and a big congrats to him. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to make him bleed like a stuck pig come Saturday, January 8th. I almost feel bad about that.
You should. Make him.
Ben 7 comes for his head.
Make him earn that award.
Oh, he's going to earn it. God, is he going to earn it.
Woo. Cut his throat, Bailey.
His blood will be spilled, no doubt.
Man. I missed the conversation with you.
And I'd just like to say next year at this time, we'll probably be talking about the Deadly Sin 7 because he is an incredible talent himself. And come check him out on January 8th. You'll be won over.
Murder lies.
Well, we're down to the
And by the way,
the
Deadly Sin 7 is from Wisconsin, but I thought I'd just throw that in there.
Yes, he is. He was terribly disappointed when the Badgers were unable to achieve victory.
Been some horny toads, yeah. I know about that. So, yeah. Go ahead, Larry.
We're down to the overall best wrestler of the year. And the award for 2010 goes to Bull Buchanan.
Ooh.
Wow.
Stiffest man alive. I thought I hit hard until I had to go in there with Bull.
Is that right?
Yeah, man. Bull makes you remember. He'll make you, if you're not a man going into that match with him, he'll make you a man after that. He beats you he beats you like you just cheated him out of some money or something. It's good, though. I guess I'm sick like that because I like him to whoop my ass because I'll just bring it back on his 8-foot ass. But that's congratulations, Bull.
Absolutely. Big congrats.
Yeah.
And we do have some pre-taped comments from Bull on his winning the award that I'm going to go to here in just a second. But, Jeff, I wanted to thank you for coming on and joining us to critique the awards tonight and give
My
us some
pleasure.
Of your time.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was excellent. Now I can go watch Andrew Luck, who is hopefully going to be the Carolina Panthers' savior when they draft him in first.
They sure need one, don't they?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I ask Bailey just one question?
Go ahead.
What do you see as the future of anarchy with Mr. Palmer leaving? What's your prognostication?
That someone will come in and purchase it, and wrestling will continue better than ever in the building.
Oh, wait.
That's my
I got
belief.
One more question. I got a question, Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Best version of the Midnight Express.
Oh, shit.
Dennis and Bobby.
Oh, did you really say that?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Dennis and Bobby.
Hey, Murder, have you noticed that Dennis and Bobby is kind of making a comeback here as time goes along? I'm going to like it.
Yeah. Bailey, you just blew my buzz.
I mean, I love Stan and Bobby, but, you know, Dennis and Bobby were there first. And, man, God, you know, it wasn't Stan Lane up on the scaffold when I was sitting in the Omni at Starcade 86. It was Loverboy.
But you know what?
Do that.
If it could have been Stan, he would have been there.
No, I don't think Stan would have gone up on the scaffold. I think he would have probably passed
I think he would have.
That.
I think he would have karate kicked somebody off the scaffold, too.
I don't recall them ever doing a scaffold match once Stan joined the group. I think he said, "Nah, I'm not really going to do that."
No, because after Bob broke his leg, he developed a fear of heights.
Yeah, well, I bet he, rightfully so.
Okay.
Dangerous stuff.
Well,
all right, we're going to let Jeff Jett on out of here to catch his football game.
Absolutely.
And
thanks, guys, and congrats to all the award winners. They were all well-deserved.
All right, Bailey. Peace.
Hey, come visit us down in Cornelia now that Bill's back in the house. Bring your partner. Come on down.
All right.
See ya.
All right, later.
We've got some, actually, we got a caller on the line here. Hold on just a second. Area code 615.
What is it with these
area
weird
code 615, right? You're on phoning it in.
Hey, it's Babu, Nuts PC, the best wrestling star.
Hey, what?
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Hey, the best wrestler, Nuts PC, is Saw.
Okay,
Tennessee,
well, we're not doing Tennessee Awards tonight, sir.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Mm-hmm. We're just doing
Georgia.
Okay,
keep on listening, though.
Keep listening. So who's the top wrestler in Tennessee since you called in here? You know, who's the top wrestler?
Chase Stevens?
Yes, and what's the best tag team? What's the best tag team Tennessee's got to offer? Really? Nobody.
Dan King.
Well, you tell Dairy King or whatever you just said that the usual suspects is coming for the crown in Tennessee, too.
If you do cut a sawmill.
Say what?
If you could cut a sawmill, the best lesson Tennessee had all.
Okay, then.
What sawmill? They don't have a sawmill anymore. They've already lost two sawmills. What are you talking about?
Well, this guy seems to know that they have a third sawmill.
This sounds like Bobby Babu. Is this Babu?
It's Babu.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bobby?
This is the one and only Bobby Babu here we have on the line now.
Who is this Bobby Babu you speak of?
He's a very, very famous personality on the Nashville scene. He's been around forever. He's a super fan.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Babu, you owe me $20, Babu. I haven't forgotten about it.
Oh, I know you.
Thanks for calling, Babu.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Now we got another caller on the line.
Great.
Area code 423, are you there? Area code 423, you're on the line with phoning it in.
Chat time.
Hey, Larry, it's the Sink. What's up, buddy? Hello?
Hello.
Larry Goodman, this is Tank.
Tank!
What's going on, fellas?
Awesome.
Hey, how are you?
I just wanted to call in and say y'all should have had the fucking Shitbird of the Year award going to Don Matthews.
Shitbird of the Year? We'll let you give Don Matthews that fucking award.
The man who single-handedly destroyed a War Games match in Cornelia, Georgia.
Shitbird. You got a bird
sound over there,
man?
Go ahead and tell the story of what happened. I don't know the story.
You know, the War Games match at Cornelia is like a big deal. So they were trying to push Don Matthews as like this big hillbilly redneck hero. So the finish of the match was him choking out somebody with a rope. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, he was the first guy in. So the first 5 minutes, what did he do? He choked the dude out that he was going to do the finish on with the goddamn rope for 5 minutes. And I was just like, just standing there like, what the fuck?
And that right there gets you some shitbird stuff, Don Matthews.
That gets you the shitbird of the year award.
Okay, so Don, this is for you, Don.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Shitbird. Like the Falcon, shitbird.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to add back in for next year. You know, there was no Match of the Year award this year, so we're going to make sure there's a Match of the Year award next year. Maybe we need to add in the Shitbird Award of the Year, too.
Exactly. I mean, I might be the Shitbird of the Year next year. I don't know, but, you know, I'm just saying. For 2010, it was Don Matthews.
Well, you I know, Ronnie Gossett would be biggest... would be right in there with him, I think.
But what about Truck? That guy that Alexander worked. I wouldn't have heard that night, but I've heard good stories about him.
So have I. I'm sorry I missed
that. Truck.
Yeah, I'm just here to make fun of people. Get fired.
Me too.
Man, the Eagles are going down this week, man. Packers going to beat that ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Why are my friends calling up here and shitting on me today?
Because it's fun. I just think you're good for me.
All my
people calling me. Murder, you've got to admit that you're a little nervous for Sunday, aren't you?
Well, look, I didn't even catch hardly any of the game, but let me ask this. Someone told me that Kevin Cobb was in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Is this true Kevin Cobb was in the game?
Yes, he was.
I don't know.
Kevin Cobb's a fucking bum, dude. They deserve to lose to the Cowboys. I would have played the damn third stringer before I played Kevin Cobb's stupid ass, man.
Yeah, that's
why they lost. They, you know, and Andy Reid was just like, you know what? We already clinched the NFC East. We're going to win the Super Bowl. So, Michael Vick, sit back, burn something, and enjoy a Sunday off.
About
to
see that, Kevin Cobb,
while we try to showcase Kevin Cobb so we could trade him for a fucking center next year.
I'm a big believer in momentum, and you don't want to end the season on a loss. That's just my personal view, you know. So,
I'm
a New Orleans Saints fan, and we get to go to Seattle. What kind of bullshit is that?
7-9 Seattle, isn't that wonderful? So
yeah, go Saints.
Yeah, go Saints.
Go straight to hell.
Hey Tank, thanks for calling in.
No problem, man. I just wanted to call and say, hey, you know, come check out the show Saturday. Me and Judas are gonna beat the hell out of each other.
Oh boy. Man. Give him a choke breaker for me.
I'll be there for that.
I gave him one up here in Saudi. It was unbelievable.
And then you've got Shatter in coming up in Saudi, a match with Shatter as well,
Ooh.
Correct?
Yeah, on the 21st, national title.
Nice.
Very nice.
So hopefully that match will be half as good as the one we had in Cornelia, because I guess you heard me say that. I thought that was like one of the best matches I've ever had. He's a hell of a talent. But Goodman, I got a question for you before I go.
All right.
This dude, the Sheik, it's like, you know, got like every fucking NWA title except for the world title. Who does he have fucking scoops on, or who's he blowing? Because this dude never fucking loses.
I think the deal is that he's one of the most successful promoters the NWA has right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's where the stroke comes from, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, because like every time I see him, he's beating on everybody.
Yeah, I think that's the deal.
Maybe we can bring him up to Saudi, and I can choke Rigger his ass, too.
That'd be fun.
That probably ain't going to happen, though, but you know.
Well, if you want to talk history, if you go back to Detroit, Ned Farhat, how long did he hold the U.S. title, like 23 years in a row? He never lost.
That's true.
Yeah,
all right, we're going to go. Yeah, thanks for calling in, and we're going to go to some pre-tape comments from Bull Buchanan on his win in the award for best overall wrestler, and then we're going to be back with our special guest Slim J after the break. This runs
guys,
about
Happy New Year.
All right,
thanks.
Happy New Year. See you guys.
Hello, is this Bull?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bull, this is Larry Goodman with Georgia Wrestling History and the Phoning It In radio show.
Hey, man.
How you doing today? Good. Listen, I wanted to let you know and congratulate you on winning the Ray Gunkel Award as the best overall wrestler in Georgia for the year 2010. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Hang on. Let's say, I can't say how much of an honor this is, because first and foremost, because it was voted on by fans and you know, my peers. Second of all, because I am from Georgia, I grew up watching Georgia wrestling. People ask me all the time, isn't it hard going from, you know, being in front of 20,000 people to being in front of 200. No, actually, it's not for me, because this is what I grew up watching. This is what I grew up wanting to do. So to me, you know, it's just like I've come home. It's been a good year for me. I do have to mention a couple people.
Please do.
And just, you know, it's probably going to throw everybody into a tizzy, but Doug Summers, we don't always see eye to eye on things, but, for the first part of this year in UIW, me and him hooked up, and, you know, I don't know how old Doug is. I mean, you know, I'm sure he ain't 29 anymore, but...
I believe he's closing in on 60, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I'm here to tell you, that's the toughest 60-year-old I've ever run across, because we really had some battles. I mean, there was blood, and there was guts, and there was, you know... But I enjoyed every minute of it. It was really a pleasure. And the other person is, you know, really going to have people talking. And, you know, first, let me say that, yeah, I really, people ask me all the time, they say, you know, that you guys are all friends. Some of us are, and some of us ain't. And this is one of the guys that I ain't. I make no bones about it. I don't like him. And I'm sure he's got a laundry list of reasons he doesn't like me. But 3 years ago, when I hadn't done a whole lot at home, you know, on the indie scene, because I was in Japan so much. 3 years ago, when I started, you know, doing a lot here in the States again, Rob Adonis jumped right on board with me, and we've been having that ever since. And like I said, I don't like the guy, but, he's really, I think he's brought some very good matches. I mean, he's brought me up, you know, to another level on the indie scene. I ain't thanking him for it, but I do want to mention, he probably wants people to think otherwise, but he's a tough guy. If he stayed in the ring with me as long as he has, he's a tough guy. And, I can't say that I would have won this award if we hadn't had some matches we've had. So I ain't by any means thanking him, but, you know, and I'll be more than happy to beat him up again.
Uh-huh.
Get a chance. But yeah, I do want to mention him. And there's a lot of other guys, you know, Crew Jones. There's a ton of guys that I've wrestled this year, and, you know. I still love it. I'll do it every night I could. And I still hope, you know, in a perfect world, there would be a place in Georgia where, you know, guys could go and work and make a living, and I'm still holding out hope for that. Any way I can help, you know, I want to do that.
Hey, listen, before I let you go, I understand that you've got a wrestling school going out there somewhere near Franklin, Georgia. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. I started a wrestling school at the UIW Arena in Franklin, Georgia. And that's just I've always wanted to do it, and I've slowed my Japan schedule down some, so I've got time to do it now. I think the people that have been fortunate enough to make a living and a good living at this business, you know, I think everybody ought to give something back, and that's kind of my way. I'd love to, this was a dream of mine since I was a kid. And, you know, a guy named Owen James helped me out and made this dream come true for me, and I'd like to do the same for somebody else, hopefully quite a few. I started wrestling school. It's old school training. It's, blood and guts. That's, what it should be.
If anybody listening in wants to get a hold of you, is interested in some training, how can they do so?
I've got a telephone number. It's 770-862-3501. That's my number for the school.
Okay.
Anybody can just give me a call. If I don't answer, just leave me a message, and I'll get back to them as soon as possible.
Well, again, congratulations, Bull, on being the best overall wrestler as voted by your peers for 2010. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, and good luck again in 2011.
This is all mine, Larry. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, so much for it.
Thank you.
And we're back. And on the line with us now is NWA Anarchy star and their head trainer, Slim J. Welcome to Phoning It In, sir.
How y'all doing tonight?
Tadpole!
What's up, dog?
What it do?
Same old thing, man. Just got done making a new beat.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah,
let me tell y'all real quick. Slim J is the only official member of Blackout.
Oh, yeah.
He came up with me and Corey Chavis.
I sure did, man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all's wing, man. I learned a lot from y'all. I appreciate that a lot.
And I learned a lot from you. Protect my fucking head. Or you will leave with a concussion.
Yep.
So what else is good, man?
It's good where I'm at, man. I mean, training. Staying busy, working out, trying to get bigger. It just takes so much longer with me.
I know. You're only 3'11".
I know, man. Trying to get up there to 4'6", maybe.
But you're the toughest 3'11" I ever met in my whole life. Before we get into the juice of this interview and all this stuff, let's put Larry on blast again real fast. You remember when we was the tag champs of Wildside?
Indeed,
And our tag team championship reign just came to a screeching halt.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, we lost.
You remember when Bill Barrett?
I mean, Michael Adrian at the time.
Yeah, you remember when Baron pulled you to the side away from me, and he said, we're going to take the tag titles off of you, blah, 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 blah. And of course, you didn't bitch because I didn't bitch. But, Larry wrote that he didn't believe us as tag team champions in the Goodman Report. So Bill Larry actually controlling Georgia like he does, one hand Illuminati. He ended our tag team reign before we could even go like a month.
Oh, yes, indeed. I believe that strongly. I remember before that, man. I mean, when he had the Friday nights and everything. I'd go home and read it, and I would just sit and be like, all right, I'm studying tapes, I'm doing this, just so I wouldn't get a report like that again, because, man, those were rough, Larry, those were rough. Those would put you on the indie scene, they'd go get you upward, or they would put you straight in the shit can quickly.
And it's like you couldn't even escape Larry's report. You would go to some place like Declaration of Independence or something, you go, read some news about some other shit, then they'd have the fucking Goodman Report. And he would say, this dude sucks. He was like, he only rarely said that shit about me and you, a couple times. But, he's ruined some careers.
I sure haven't had much bad to say about Slim J in the last few years, man. Your stuff is awesome, and it has been for a long time.
I appreciate that, and I've worked really hard on that. I really have. I mean, I've been training people for 6 years going on, and I mean, I never really left training. It's just always learning. You never learn enough. You always keep on and keep on. And I mean, I know I'm short. I know I'm small. It's gonna be hard for me to make it. I mean, I've come to that. I know realistic. I know where I stand. They know where I'm at, and they know who I am. So, I enjoy training. That's where it really gets me going, to see the guys that made it. The only four guys out of the going on 6 years, but I mean, those guys, they've made me proud.
So for those who don't know, tell us about the guys you've trained that you're really proud of that did make it.
Well, the first person that made it out was JC Talent.
Oh, yeah.
He stuck with it and went all the way through. I mean, and he rose up and did things that I've never did. I mean, he's been on live TV for WWE. I've never did a WWE spot. I mean, he went to TNA numerous times, did security. I mean, he went way past me. I mean, and he learned so quick. He listened to everything I said. Once he seen that first night when I beat the hell out of him, once he seen it was for real then, he was like, all right, I'm going to start listening. I'm going to start paying attention. And when I told him about his weight, when I told him about this, he listened. And he did exactly what he had to do. I mean, I hate for what happened to him. Because he had a very long career. He could have made it a long way.
Well, you might want to call him because earlier today he texted me and he laid down some pretty heavy shit, Slim. He said that me and my partner won tag team of this year thing, this gimmick right here, he was going to come out of retirement with Lil Pendlestein and Talent and Money was going to try to make a run. He even said, did we want to do it on our home turf or his home turf, which I'm thinking his home turf is Anarchy, right?
Yeah, right.
And that's where I would want to embarrass him, on his home turf, which happens to be, you know, my house too. So you better tell him, you better get him a back support and an artificial whatever he needs, because we're gonna blow his back out.
I mean, I've told him since day one when he came with the back problems, man. I mean, I told him, I said, hey, it's your body, man. It's your choice. I can't tell you to not do it because you're going to do it anyway if you really want to do it.
He just wants one run, just one more match, I guess.
Right? I mean, it's all in his, what he wants to do. I mean, and after JC Talent, I had Bo Newsom come in and stick with me. He finally stick with it. I still own his ass about his body, but, I mean, he's listened a lot. I mean, his talent is very good.
Can he go further than where he is right now, do you think, Bo Newsom?
I really do. Once he gets more of a body,
mm-hmm.
I would say so. Because, I mean, he's got talent galore. And with him and Sean right now, he's learning so much. So much. And I see him going a lot of other places as long as he concentrates on his body. Because y'all know that body's everything.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, I got the two guys. I got Johnny Dangerously. He's at Anarchy now. He's the last one I had. And the one before that was Lane Bassett. And he's still green. Baby shit, but he's learning, man. I mean, he's one of those guys. He's always been in football and stuff, so those kind of guys, it's harder to get through your head that it's harder to make it in this business than it is in football. And that's where he's got to learn and stay in training and everything. I recommend him coming to training a lot more. He misses
it a lot.
Let me
come stretching one day.
I'm stretching, bro. I mean, I've stretched him. I've had my speech with him. I mean, it's just, it's all in the heart and the drive, man, because 100 come through my training.
Now, there's a guy, Lane Vasser, when you talk about physique and athletic ability, he has it. I mean,
exactly.
Can he get the wrestling in? He's got everything that companies look for as far as the physique part goes.
Oh, I know it. I mean, he was down there with Bill DeMott. He rode with the show with Bill DeMott. And Bill DeMott loved him. I told him he was green. I mean, but he loved him just because, I mean, look at him.
I'm curious about the training end. Have you seen a change in the quality or number of guys that are interested in getting trained to be pro wrestlers?
It's dropped a lot. I would say it's because of the MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can go right up the road and be trained pretty much free in Clayton, Georgia.
Oh, that's training?
Yeah, they call that training up there.
Oh, that's what they call it. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait a second. Excuse me. Did you say Speedy Training Wrestlers?
No, not Speedy.
Oh.
As far as they tell me, is it was Chris Damian. And when Chris Damian's not there, Max Kitwood trains him. I think that's his wrestling name. But anyway, he came to my training twice and quit the first night. Yeah. And now he's a wrestler.
Who is this guy?
This guy's name is Zach Chitwood. I'm not sure what his wrestler name is. And you got another guy named Zachary Blaine. Yeah, Chitwood. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, he's just like, let anybody wrestle. Come on out of the crowd. You can wrestle.
So is it too? Oh, so, okay. Man.
Well,
yeah,
I would gather that a lot of guys didn't last very long with you in your training. Is that true?
Yeah, a lot of guys didn't. And, I mean, I treated them just like I got treated the same night when I came in with AJ Styles. He beat the piss out of me. I mean, there was 15 people at the minimum there at that time. I mean, there was Onyx was there the first night. I had Azrael, Cooter Calhoun, Sarge, Dozer. I mean, the list went on. Blaine. The
man,
list was on and on. I mean, they was beating me up. I took back bump. I did front flip bump. I did hip toss, arm drag, body slam, suplexes all in one night, and I took them all from everybody at the end.
That dude Dozer sucked.
Oh, yeah, he did. Very bad. Very badly. But, I mean, I treat them just like I was treated. It don't matter, male, female, I treat everybody the same.
Now, hey, Larry, now you see why I only have, like, a handful of trainees.
Yeah, I do.
Because can't everybody do this shit, man?
No.
They think it's fake, and it's not. I mean, you can put it's a story, everything like that, but how do you fake land on your back? How do you fake land on your face? That ring's no trampoline. I mean, it beats up on your body for a long time. I was at a point where, thank God that Jerry Parker helped me out, but I couldn't wrestle because my left lung was cut off from the nerves in my back. I couldn't keep nothing down because the nerves in my back was going to my stomach. The only thing I could eat was fruit or salad. Constant migraines. And Jerry helped me out and showed me a chiropractor and helped them out, pay a little bit. And I was a new person. But I was going to have to wrestle on period at that time.
It was some of that crazy shit you used to do.
I would. I mean, and just taking back bumps, too.
Man,
they
please. When you defy gravity like you do, your lung, you lucky it was just your lung pinched from the nerve, whatever. You lucky, boy.
Yeah,
you
it took a long time. It took a long time to get me fixed, man. I mean, I had to go 3 times a week for 2 months, 2 times a week for a month, and then 1 time a week for a month, and then finally just like 1 time a month. It was ridiculous, man. that's how bad this business is. I mean, if you really want to do it, you better be serious about it, or you're not going to be anything. There's a difference between a warrior and a professional wrestler.
Say that again, because I know somebody listening. Say it again.
You damn right. There is a difference between a weekend warrior and a professional wrestler. A weekend warrior does it on weekends for fun. A professional wrestler lives, eats, sleeps wrestling.
You know, along those lines, you clearly have the talent to travel and wrestle in different promotions and get over, but you haven't done that in a number of years. Was that a conscious decision on your part? You just didn't want to do the travel?
To be honest with you, I haven't got any offers.
Really?
I've asked Bill Behrens. I mean, that's the main guy to ask to hook me up with some bookings, and I mean, I haven't really heard anything.
Wow.
I mean, I know, like, years ago I burnt bridges with Ring of Honor with Gabe. I mean, it was over a money deal. He kept trying to rip me off, and I borrowed money, and it was just a childish thing of me and probably of him, too. But, I mean, after that it seemed like I just lost bookings.
You can rebound from that, though, Slim.
What's that?
I said you can rebound from that, though, because you still the tightest little dude in the South right now.
Wow, and I appreciate it. Man. I mean, I'd love to do some stuff. Like, some of my favorite matches with Red, with Ring of Honor, when they gave me the single matches, not the crazy dumb stuff they had me doing.
Yeah.
That's when I could really show my talent.
Well, the promotions are missing the boat by not booking you. I mean, but to get a talented little dude like you, they're missing out.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, I'm up for offers all day. I mean, it's just like with the news at Anarchy and stuff, I mean, that's never a good thing.
Let's talk about Anarchy a little bit, if you don't mind. I mean, I know you've committed yourself to being there and been there for many years now. What are your thoughts at this point, hearing that the company it's going to be sold or it's going to shut down? What's your thinking on all that?
To be honest with you, I thought backup plans. I mean, cause since I don't travel, I don't get other bookings, I thought other stuff. Because, I mean, that's my home, and what really keeps me out there, I mean, it's the money, you know. It's, of course, it ain't that. It's the training, the drive. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps me going over there. I mean, if I got to travel again and stuff, I could probably get the drive back. But, I mean, besides that, I mean, I'm thinking of other goals. I got to make money. I'm getting older. I'm 25 now, and I've been 2 mixed martial arts fights, and I did good in them. I mean, I did decent. But I've also thought about trying out for baseball because after 9 years, I've got to have backup plans. Because, I mean, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't want the building to be sold to somebody where I'm just nobody, you know, because I've been there for 11 years going on, and be hard just to see it go to somebody that's just going to let it go down the drain.
That's what I said on the last show, man. You remember that, Larry?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the alma mater, and I'd be damned if you know what I'm saying, if some bum gets it, you know what I'm saying, and don't even know what they got.
All right.
That's where wrestling fans should be praying, real talk. That's like the mecca of our business in the South, you know what I'm saying?
It really is.
That's what people should, you know what I'm saying?
The most names at Georgia, period, that came from anywhere is that building. That's names now, you know? I mean, the list goes on and on. Y'all know the list. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do.
Yeah, and for... for anybody who doesn't, I mean, you start with AJ Styles, Abyss, Ron Killings, Matt Hardy, Austin Creed. Go on, you know. I mean, it's incredible the talent that's come through that place.
Right. I mean, it goes back to Bull Buchanan.
Yeah, Bull. Yeah. Hell, the Briscoe brothers came there. Matt Sydal, Delirious.
Oh, and I mean, go back to the Three Count. David Slayer. You had Bob Sapp come through there.
Sam Greco.
Damn.
Abdul the Butcher's been there.
Yeah.
Bob Sapp.
Ed Swimmer. See? Just no better than that.
Frenchie Riviera.
Silky Boom Boom.
Silky Boom Boom, man.
Man, that place right now.
Can't forget about Mr.
White Trash.
Yeah, White Trash. There was even a dude there that dressed up like Tony the Tiger.
Oh, yeah. God, that was, I actually think his name was Tiger because he was in training when I first started.
Damn, well, see, those were the days, man. And then somebody else, I might have to pick it if somebody stupid gives it.
I know, that's the only thing I'm really worried about with it. I mean, that's all I can really say about it. I mean, I got to have backup plans, too. Got to think about me.
Yep.
I've got some questions. Murder One, what makes this guy so tough, or what's the toughest thing you've seen this guy ever do?
I mean, there's numerous tough things that this guy's done, man. I mean, he's taken ass whoopings from people. Me, for instance, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I beat the shit out of this dude. Michael Adrian, Judas, whatever his name is now in TNA, beat the shit out of this dude. Chavis and me beat the shit out of this dude. This dude has survived and lived to fight back. You know what I'm saying? He fights back. He never dies. He is equivalent. He almost knocked Michael Adrian out one time. That's how tough he is. How about that? You heard him punch Michael Adrian off camera. It was all he dove off the ring and punched him. And that was when Larry said that we weren't convincing as a tag team and in our ring. But he stunned it, man.
If I could add in, I've never seen a smaller wrestler any better than Slim when it comes to taking on a big guy and making it a totally believable, credible fight, regardless of the size of the other guy.
Yeah.
I've got another question for both of you guys, because I've been in this position myself, you know, as an internet guy, not a wrestler. Why do you guys, and I know about the tag team thing, and you lost the belts and all that, but why do you guys care so much what Larry says?
I don't know how Larry did it, but it's something that goes back before me.
Right.
If Goodman is at your show, or anywhere near where you're performing, it's like a for real unwritten rule that it might be a rule somewhere now, but you have to go out there and give it 300%, 400%, 500% because everybody knows that you'd be surprised who reads his reports. Larry goes everywhere and is feared in every place that he goes. Larry is the guy. He's like the trade paper. He's the guy that, you know, whatever you say, you can get booking off of what Larry says. If he puts you over, promoters will look at you as you're the business. Larry's made me so much money just by the kind words that he says about me.
I believe that strongly. I really do. Every word he said is the truth.
I mean,
wow.
He's the guy. Larry is the man. If you invite Larry to your show and he doesn't show up, you automatically feel like your show is not even up to par. I'm dead serious. He's like the socialite. He's like he's the guy. If Larry endorses you, you're good. But if he shits on you, you're done.
He's like the major restaurant critic coming in. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of like it is, like the restaurant critic, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, people strive to get put up. Because once you get put over by Larry or get put on the radar by Larry, then you move into that elite class of wrestler. I'm dead serious. You move into that little, you move into a kind of up, like, when Larry gives you, like, 4 to 5 good write-ups about your shit, you kind of, like, move into the quarterback's club, you know what I'm saying? You don't, if wrestling was, like, a corporation around here, you wouldn't have to eat in the cafeteria. You could piss where I piss at.
But then you've got to keep it up, you know? So.
Yeah, because if you slip, and Larry says, this dude's a bum, we have to come take your keys.
Yeah. You got to keep it up.
Oh, God.
Hey, Slim and Myrtle, let me ask you this. Do you guys think that being a trainer actually makes you a better wrestler yourself?
I believe it does.
You always work on your fundamentals because you have to teach it to somebody else, so it keeps you sharp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like when I first started with training, a lot of people didn't stick with me, so it was me and the other guy. So, I mean, it was just me hands-on the whole time instead of me hands-on 50% of the time so I could save my body because it beat the hell and back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I keep learning from it. And then I'll see them do something wrong, and it'll catch me doing it wrong. And I'd be like, all right, now I got to fix that. A lot of things like that.
Yeah, I don't figure. Hey, just a question out of kind of selfishness, Slim, but I saw you way back in the day in Nashville for those Burt Prentice shows. Any memories going to Nashville and wrestling for Burt Prentice?
Yes, I do. I still have the video.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun up there. I mean, Burt Prentice was a strange guy at the time. I ain't heard nothing about him now. But, I mean, it was a very old-school show. I mean, sometimes you didn't even see the guy before you went out. It was just they would walkie-talkie. You're working this guy. Okay. This is this. All right. Let's do it. Go right in the ring. I mean, and, like, the first time I went there, this is the best time I had there. The first time I was running heel, and that's when I first started, and I was having a lot of fun with it. And that was when I was grabbing the balls. I mean, all I did pretty much, and I did the whole Wigger gimmick to the T. So
getting posts on off TV stations.
Right. I went out, right out, straight to these rednecks. I mean, right in their face. And Burt Prentice, I'm talking crap. Burt Prentice, I see him coming over from the corner of me. He comes over and whispers in my ear. And I'm all in these guys' faces. I mean, they're standing in my face. It looks like they want to beat me down. And I'm just agging it on. He whispers in my ear, says, hey, we don't have security. I turned around and went right in the ring. I wasn't stupid because they was putting their hands in their pocket and everything else. I was like, oh, God, that was ridiculous. I learned me a new thing right there. The old school is real in Tennessee.
Slim needs to make a comeback.
Yeah, but I mean, not on a family show. I mean, because I mean that's what Anarchy's been for so long.
Yeah. If I could hook you up with a non-toe fan friendly show, would you go back to Ball Grabbing Slim?
Oh yeah, I'd bring it back definitely. It's just like. The TNA spot that I did their 9th episode on pay-per-view, and I was ball-grabbing the hell and back. That's what they told, Kid Cash, he was saying, man, grab the hell out of him. I've been seeing you do it. Okay. Went out there, came in the back, and they said, what the hell was you doing? Like you was playing with yourself on the pay-per-view, boy. Oh, Lord. So I think that's where my welcome didn't come back.
Well, I think you answered the question, but you don't think it's any more difficult for a small guy to be a heel with those traditional crowds?
Oh, no, not at all, because, I mean, you're small. Yeah. They're going to call you skinny. I mean, you little shit. I mean, I've heard the bad stuff. I mean, the list goes on and on. I don't want to keep going on because it gets vulgar. But,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite part of it, because heel is a lot more easy, especially with your as a small guy or especially a wigger in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, hate that. That's like how my favorite spot I've ever heard of as heel is Murder One and Rain Man in Alabama, where they came out in a KKK suit.
Yes, sir.
And covered everything with a white girl.
Oh, I like God. To push the envelope, sir.
Oh,
I like
they was here and they was chanting, and then they get in the ring, they take the hood off. Riot.
Oh.
It was beautiful. I live to cause riots. I live to cause the riots.
I mean, that's one of the classic times that I would say in, like, heel, because it's a lot easier to do that. Babyface, you got to want them to see you come back from getting an ass whooping. They want to see you. If they don't, then you're not a good babyface.
Yeah.
They got to believe everything you do. When it comes to firing up, when it comes to hope spots, when it comes to you're open, I mean, everything. You've got to make it believable or the fans are not going to get with it.
Slim, you've inspired me to create something controversial again for the 2011.
Uh-oh.
Look for it, because I'm going to do some off-the-wall shit here soon. But I want to ask you something, Slim. This is some old wild side shit right here. And I don't even think Larry knows about this. Do you have any mad shitter stories?
Shitter.
Oh,
you know the mad. You know the mad shitter. He's been there. He was there when you were there.
Yeah.
But to brief y'all real quick, the mad shitter, he was like a superhero that used to run around the wild side area. And if you did wrong, you would know you were wrong. You would know where you were in the wrong, because there would be some shit somewhere by your personal belongings, or maybe inside of your personal belongings.
Probably inside of it, mainly.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, it was inside, like your shoe or just your bag in general. So, but no one's ever seen this mad shitter.
The identity of the mad shitter was never uncovered, huh?
Yeah. My favorite mad shitter story is one time there were two fans. It was like they were Jen and Janice. You remember them, Larry?
Yeah.
They had said something wrong to somebody, and the mad shitter heard it, and the mad shitter took a shit on their hood of their car.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember
that. While reading the newspaper.
While reading the newspaper. I know who the mad shitter is. I've seen him. Because I was in the car with Sal Renato, and we were doing what we used to call little shoot interviews, you know, but it was really just some crazy shit. But the shit went down. It was amazing. He was like the Zorro of shit. You knew you were wrong.
Yes, there's many stories from Wild Thug, man. Many.
I'm telling you. The mad shitter.
Hey, Slim, I got to ask you, what do you think about Bill Barron's coming back?
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Hell, I might.
I was mad when he left because, I mean, that's the man in the South. You got to have him. If you don't have him, your show, for some reason, don't even feel professional.
Told you.
I mean, that's how I feel about Bill Barron's. I mean, he's always took me under his wing. He always tries to act like a father figure to me. I love him to death. I mean, great friend. But when it comes to the business, he knows his shit. Knows everything to the T. He's very old school. And if you got something that is very creative, he's going to tell you how it's going to make sense. I mean, that's why I'm glad he's coming back.
Yeah, I want to come back now.
Hey,
if you listen to Jerry Palmer, call me. I want to come back for and ride this bitch out with you.
And do it, man.
Yeah, that's breaking news right there, huh?
That is.
I'll go back to fucking anarchy. This is the last dying days. Let me put my stamp on it for the last dying days.
Hell yeah, man. If this is the last run, you got to make an appearance.
Yeah,
are you endorsing it, Larry?
Hell yeah, I'm endorsing it.
Fuck it.
There you
Drew,
go.
I'm already there. Larry just blessed it. I'm back.
What more do you need?
Yeah. So if anybody from the OA is listening, get at your boy. Let's do this. What's the last show?
Hardcore Hell. That will be in March.
That is the WrestleMania of the Anarchy and Wildside.
And NCW.
Larry, correct me if I'm wrong, though, but on our last show in December, wasn't it said that Mr. Palmer already had some offers on the line?
He does have offers on the line, but nothing is sealed. But what is the only thing that's really certain is that, from what he said, is that Hardcore Hell will be it for him, new buyer or not. He will not be an owner at Anarchy after Hardcore Hell.
Yeah.
So, hey, before we get off the air here, Slim, anything you want to say about the upcoming season's meetings next Saturday night?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be a really good show. I mean, if you got the time to get out there and you're around, or if you got to take a trip, it's well worth it. Come on out there, nwaanarchy.net. You can look at find a location. It's going to be really good. Me and Brody Chase versus Sean Tempers and Bo Newsom. I mean, and the card stack is going to be really good. Since it's the end of the year and we might be ending it, that's what I mean. Everybody's going to break the house down. I mean, that's how everybody's going to go out and fire, man. That's how I'm going out. I know that. If everybody else ain't, I am. My body can take a little more.
So will Ball Grab and Slim come back then if this is the last run?
Well, they might come back on the last show. Might be good.
Hey, Slim, you need to make it happen. You need to put me in touch with the people that I need to talk to.
Talk to Bill, brother.
I'm dead serious. You know what? I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll email Bill and I'll have the answer by morning.
There you go.
Hey, Larry, can I ask one more question?
We got 2 minutes.
Okay. I just would like to maybe make it brief, the story of from your mouth of Ray Gordy trying to steal your name and use it in the WWE.
That's a great story. Great story. I'll break it down. I was in Royston, APW, and Bill Barron's, he knows Gordy real well. So everybody in the locker room is telling me all about this. I ain't heard nothing about it. Okay. So I went to Bill. I said, Bill, give me Ray's number. He said, okay. I called him. So I said, Bill, let me use your phone. I called him. He said, picked up and said, hey, what's up, Bill? I was like, hey, this is Slim J from Wildside, the real one. And he was like, oh, what's up, man? How you been? I was like, not much, man. I heard about you using my name on Crackdown. He was like, oh, brother, that was a shout-out to you, man. That's a shout-out. I said, bullshit, man. I said, ain't no shout-out. Now I got to change my name. And I didn't know at the time. It's pretty much copyrighted because I've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I was like, now I got to change my name, man. I appreciate that. He's like, no, dude, it was a shout-out. That's not going to be my... I'm going to change it, man. It's just a shout-out to you. It's just a shout-out. We cool like that. I was like, all right, man, yeah, whatever. And I just hung up on him. So, I mean, that's the story. Being a douche of him, I don't see why he would do that.
Wow.
Hey, we're down to the last seconds. Slim, thank you very much for coming on tonight. Really appreciate it. And, as he said, get out there to Anarchy next Saturday night. It's going to be a good show, some extra surprises, and I expect it to be one of your best shows in a long time out there. I know I'm going to be out there for sure. Thanks a lot, Murder One. Thanks a lot, Trent Van Dries. We will be back on January 15th.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and we'll have a.
Wait a minute. January 15th will be the 17th, right?
Excuse me, 17th. Thank you, TVD. January 17th, we'll be back with a whole another load of shit, I'm sure. Until
yes,
then, let the robot lady go.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, the latest news on pro wrestling and MMA, and more. GWH thanks you for your support.